The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer time. Go with the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call down.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you. With another edition of the show, anything around the house that needs my attention, I'm here for you. Open phone lines today. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 716-803-0930. Outside the 716, it's toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's the Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can text your question in. Same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. And brand new today, here to announce, Hammer Time at WBEN.com. We now have a WBEN email address, hammertime at WBEN.com. You can email me anytime, and we'd love to have you be part of the show one way or the other, and open phone lines today, as I say. And if you'd like to come out and see us at Cortez Construction, we'd love to have you. Show you around 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Stop in. We'll take you on a tour. We'll show you everything we do, room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina, custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awning, and then there's our cooking school, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Starting in January, folks, two classes a month. Yep, we're expanding the cooking classes to two classes a month starting in January. But in the meantime, November's class is Sicily, November the 4th. Diane and I will be at that class, November the 4th. And then there's Christmas in Italy coming up in December. That's December 2nd, Natale in Italia. And how about giving the gift of a cooking school certificate? Just go to our website, cortez.net. You'll see gift a class. You'll see the registration for all of the classes and a list of all of our classes coming up in the new year. As I mentioned, two classes a month starting in January. So this happened at the Cortez household this week. I noticed a slow-running drain that eventually became a clogged drain. And when we were away, if you recall, we were away in California, we came home to this. So there was really no activity in the house while we were gone. So it was interesting to me as to the timing of all this. So the first thing I did was pour some hot water down the drain, the kitchen drain. It was the one that was showing signs of not draining well. And that didn't work. And it was funny because it was kind of intermittent, too. It would drain and then it wouldn't. So, and then whenever we showered, it would back up into the kitchen sink. So it was really kind of complex. So, of course, what did I do? I called my friend Don Powers, Plumbing Help Now. And he came over, and guess what he found? Tree roots completely blocking the sewer drain. Now, think about that. How do tree roots get into a sewer drain when it's a PVC line completely closed off? Well, it happened. I haven't spoken to him since about it. We're going to have him on the air soon enough. We'll talk about it again. But anyway, the sewer was clogged with tree roots. So, of course, they augered it out, and everything is fine. But it just got me thinking, how the heck does this happen that tree roots get into a PVC clothesline? And they did. It's as simple as that. So it made me think about a topic for today, and that's certainly a good one. So do you have any sewer issues you want to talk about? And I've got some tips for you on how to keep your sewers running clear. Pour a cup of baking soda down the drain, then slowly add 2 cups of vinegar. This mixture will fizz and break down a clog. Let it sit for 30 minutes and pour boiling water down the drain. This is something that I recommend that you do on a regular schedule. Preventative maintenance, baking soda and vinegar. Again, pour a cup of baking soda down the drain, then slowly add 2 cups of vinegar. Again, it'll sizzle and boiling water then would follow. So boiling water breaks down clogs caused by mostly greasy things like soap, grease, hair. So boiling water on top of baking soda and vinegar is a good thing to do on a regular schedule. Now, if you want to try and clear a drain with a plunger, be prepared for some perhaps unpleasant backfeeding and backlashing from the plunger. But if you can create an airtight seal with the drain with a plunger, it could help force a clog out. I think plungers are good for toilet clogs and single drains, not double drains, like a double kitchen sink. Plunger's not going to work. Also, mixing salt and baking soda in a 1-to-2 ratio and pouring it down the drain and letting it sit for a few hours is supposedly another household remedy for keeping your drains clear. When to resort to chemicals? Well, using them with caution because they could damage plants, animals, your skin, and being aware of the consequences of using chemicals. There are biological drain cleaners. Some sewer systems can be cleaned with biological products that contain enzymes or microorganisms, so that's good. Now, here's what Don did. I should have mentioned this already. When they came over to clear the line with an auger, Don said, let's put in a clean out just outside the house in line with the sewer so that if this ever happens again, it's an easy access and we don't have to bring the auger down the basement. Good idea, huh? So a clean out now exists in my front landscaping right off the front of the house, just a foot or two off from the front of the house with a screw top. And simply unscrew that and insert auger and go to town on any clog that might result. So there you go. There's some tips on keeping your drains clear with some household remedies, baking soda and vinegar, salt as well. And plungers. And last resort, calling the plumber to get it cleared. Now, if you've ever worked with a sewer auger, they're no fun. They certainly require some experience. So let's just leave it at that. You need to know what you're doing when you're working with a sewer auger. So be careful, because that is a coiled up snake that, if it got free and let go, it could knock you out. So be mindful of that if you're trying to work with a sewer auger yourself. You have to be very diligent and careful with how you feed it down the drain. So I generally don't recommend people trying to do that kind of work themselves around the house. But keeping preventative maintenance in mind is a great, great idea to minimize and prevent clogs in your sewer. Now, another thing that happens with sewers is they age out and they deteriorate. And this is typically something you'd see in an older city home where the line may not be PVC. It may be clay. It could be cast iron. And over time, there's a deterioration that occurs. So a broken sewer line is another matter, right? There's no way around that. You need to have that replaced. Finding a good sewer contractor is important, and making sure they follow all of the codes and certainly getting the right permits is something I would recommend. And get a couple estimates that'll help you make sure that you're getting good value for your dollar. 803-0930. That's the number for you this Saturday morning. Anything around the house that needs my attention, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Santo Thomasine here from the Kenmore branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Life can be hectic, and we know that sometimes our customers have to do their banking on the go. That's why we offer the very latest in online banking tools on desktop or mobile. Check your balance, transfer money between accounts, pay bills online. Send money safely and securely with Zelle. All of our online banking services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get access to the latest banking technology. Open an account with us today and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-481-4455. 800-481-4455. That's 800-481-4455.
Hi, I'm Lou Nucerino. Life's roller coaster got you worried? At Equitable Advisors, we're here to help you navigate the uncertainty. We'll take you through our five-step process to identify your goals and guide you toward financial independence. Call us today at 716-626-2507. Let us help you simplify your world so you can enjoy the ride.
Securities offered through Equitable Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Insurance and annuity products offered through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow.
The beauty of the changing leaves is a rare sight indeed. As rare, perhaps, as that vehicle that each time you approach it, you're struck by its cohesive design and form. A form that speaks of performance, style, and luxury. A vehicle such as a new 2024 Audi Q3 from Audi Buffalo. A luxury SUV that transcends its purpose as mere transportation. So, come in today and let a beautiful new Audi luxury SUV from Audi Buffalo speak to you. And right now, purchase a new 2024 Audi Q3 and receive 3.99% APR financing for up to 60 months. 3.99% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2024 Audi Q3. On approved credit at 18.41 per thousand finance through Audi Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by October 31st. See dealer for details. Audi Buffalo is located on Transit Road in Williamsville, just north of Genesee Street, or at AudiBuffalo.com. Audi Buffalo, a distinguished member of the Westher Automotive Group. When you wish to be transported.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Yep, Ava. Did you know that they install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? It's a remarkable number. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment there. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go
with the phone. 1023 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Participate in the program by picking up the phone and give us a call at 803-0930, like Renee did, calling us from her cell phone. Hey, Renee, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Good, dear. How are you doing?
Good. I just have a suggestion for the drains. You can do this for the kitchen drains, the bathroom drains, the toilet. My mother, for years, takes that Blue Dawn, and
yeah,
she takes about a quarter of a cup.
Okay.
And she just pours it down the sink, and then she does two pots of boiling water. And it works a lot better than the baking soda and vinegar, because in time, the baking soda can clog up again in your lines. That's what I was told from a plumber. So
very interesting, because Dawn has properties that will help degrease, so that's probably a really good idea.
Yeah, you can also, and for your sump pumps, once a year, my mother puts a gallon of bleach down there. So, I mean, them are just old-time tricks. I just wanted to share them.
Now, tell me why she does that.
Because it, you know how the sediment and that goes on the bottom of
yes,
the pump?
Yes.
It breaks it up.
It does?
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's fascinating.
Now,
that's something brand new that I've never heard before after 36 years. So
well,
you have earned a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Well, there you go. that Dawn is good for everything.
That's so true. Thanks, Renee. Tell Mom thank you.
And I did use your company in the past, probably around 10 years ago. So,
thank you.
Very happy with your company. And
appreciate that.
If I ever need you again, I will definitely
give
you a call.
Well, that's so nice of you to say that. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
And you have a blessed one.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
How do you like that? See, Jer, after 36 years, we still learn something new every show here on WBEN. Let's go next to Ray in Batavia. Hey, Ray, you're on WBEN.
Hey, happy sunny Saturday.
Thank
I got
you.
A question on a roof. I signed a contract for the contractor to put a roof on, but they haven't shown up yet. They claim there's delays in getting my skylights. The distributors have my skylights. I need 5 skylights. Is it too late to install asphalt shingles at this time?
The answer is that it depends on who's doing it, because there's a chance that we may not get a good seal down, especially if after installation we have any high wind. So that conversation needs to happen between you and the contractor, in that they're delayed because of the skylights. It's not at all unusual for us to have to experience these kinds of delays right now. It's funny, we've been ordering things and then they get backordered, and we wonder, why, when they had a ship date, and then the ship date comes and goes, and then we're told it's backordered. I don't know what's going on in some supply chains or some, sign of renewed interest, post-COVID renewed issues with shipping. Anyway, I would have the conversation. What happens if we have a blow-off? If you can assure me that you'll be promptly dealing with the repair, then fine. I'll let you do the roof as soon as the skylights arrive. If not, if you can't guarantee me that, then I'd like you to wait till the spring.
Do the manufacturer of the shingles have some sort of timeline, like certain times, October 15th or something?
No.
No,
they just look for the heat of the sun to seal the roof down, and that could happen even in a cold winter day. You can get a seal down. It's really kind of more an issue of that than it is calendar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And the question about your sewer line, how come your other plumbing project parts didn't back up just your kitchen sink?
Really good question. It's because of the configuration of my lines internally within the house. And just to explain that, there's a toilet that drops to the sewer line from the second floor, and that goes right to the outside where the septic system is. And then the shower ties into that line, and the kitchen sink ties into that line as well. So when that line is plugged, as it was, the path of least resistance would be the shower backing up to the kitchen sink. Kind of interesting configuration of how that came together. But yeah, under 99% of the time, of course, it works fine. But when you have a blockage, there you go.
Could the pipes have shifted underground and opened up? And
you know, I'll tell you, it's a mystery to me. And again, as I said, I haven't gotten Don, on the phone yet to talk about this, but his son came over and fixed it. But I don't know how these roots got in the sewer line. So I'm going to certainly have to investigate that further.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Great call. Appreciate it, Ray. Ray's line now available, 803-0930. That's 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. A texter is writing, a concrete contractor splatted concrete on my blacktop driveway. Oh, no. And aluminum siding, and it dried. What's the best way to remove it? Muriatic acid, pressure wash. Yeah, you don't need to go that far with muriatic. What we always did when we splattered concrete is we got to it right away before it hardened too much. And just really water and maybe a wire brush would do the trick. But getting to it right away is kind of important. Once it gets too set, too hard, it may be harder to remove. A little elbow grease generally did the trick, though. So, yeah, keep that in mind and get right on it. Do insurance companies, a texter writes, favor standard or metal roofing when a replacement is needed? No real stipulation that I know of that insurance companies prefer metal. I don't really think metal has an advantage. In fact, there may actually be something to be said about them not preferring metal because of the possibility of entrapping a fire underneath the metal, where with roofing shingles, firemen can hatch it through it. With metal, it would be more difficult. So, yeah, that would be what I would interpret that as, but I don't know if there's any stipulations in homeowner's insurance. The helpline is open, and it's got your name on it, 716-803-0930. It's coming up to the bottom of the hour. And yes, Zachary Penkew standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Dominic. It is 10:30 right now, 49 and partly cloudy in Buffalo. Good morning. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's what's happening. As of right now, New York residents are able to cast an early vote. For anyone who hasn't registered to vote yet, today is the last day to do so.
They can vote at any of the 38 sites across the county. Early voting is universal, and so they can choose to go to any of the 38 sites and cast their ballot. If they wait till Election Day, they've got to return back to their assigned polling.
That was Erie County Democratic Committee Chairman Jeremy Zellner. Elected officials are expected to propose a plan on Monday to the New York State Department of Health to approve a transfer of ownership for the Rosa Copeland Living Center at the Weinberg campus. Earlier this week, it was announced the nursing home will be closing by the end of November, displacing over 100 residents and 300 caregivers. And the WBEN Just Called Jed First Alert forecast for today, partly sunny and breezy with a shower in places, high 55. Tonight, mainly clear skies, low 38. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, high 55. And then looking at Monday, a blend of sun and clouds, high 59. Right now, partly cloudy and 49 in Buffalo. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. That's right, Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They offer you top-notch options, from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like CoreTech to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They truly have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit Flooring Solutions of WNY.com. That's Flooring Solutions of WNY.com. Their showroom is located, by the way, on the corner of Harlem and Clinton. So check that out. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. Oh, and by the way, always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's back to school time again. This year, discover where and how the government taxes your money by attending a tuition-free tax school. In this course, you'll learn taxes from A to Z. While you'll be the head at all the parties, you'll be learning individual tax law that affects your life. We have morning, evening, or online classes. Also, ask about our two-for-one special. The price is right and the time is now. The benefit is yours. For more information, call 632-7886 or click egtax.com.
Come see what everyone in Western New York is talking about. Meguiar Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai of Grand Island. Your destination for savings, especially right now during Trucktober, our largest sales event of the year. Our lots are packed full with hundreds of vehicles, all heavily discounted just for our massive Trucktober event. This is the sale you don't want to miss. The deals, discounts, special low interest rates, and incredible selection make this sale absolutely unbeatable. Meguiar Toyota, Chevrolet, and Hyundai are part of the Meguiar Automotive Group, known for their stress-free and transparent buying experience. Shop Meguiar and enjoy an easier way to buy with our upfront lowest price guaranteed. Trucktober is on. Now's your chance to make the buy of the year on your favorite truck, SUV, car, or EV from one of the largest automotive groups in New York State, Meguiar. Make Grand Island your savings destination and see us today at Meguiar Toyota, Chevrolet, or Hyundai during Trucktober. MeguiarCars.com.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way! An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next one to go off to college someday, thanks to Smart College Savings Plans. The next place to fill with love and laughter, with more mortgage options for first-time buyers. Even the next thing you can't go without, like savings accounts with even more competitive rates. So whatever's next for you, we'll help you get there. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of living with arthritic knee and joint pain? Are you frustrated with the endless cycle of shots, drugs, and the looming threat of surgery? This is Dr. John Ziliax of Positive Health and Wellness. I offer state-of-the-art therapies designed to relieve your knee and joint pain without invasive procedures. Imagine walking, running, and playing with your loved ones, pain-free and full of energy. At Positive Health and Wellness, we use cutting-edge techniques that target the root cause of your pain, promoting natural healing and long-lasting relief. Our personalized treatment plans are tailored to your unique needs, ensuring you get the best possible results. Join the countless others who have found relief with us and reclaim their lives. Don't let arthritic pain hold you back any longer. A call to us can change your life. At 716-689-3629 or visit us online at meetdrz.com and take the first step towards a pain-free life. Positive Health and Wellness, Western New York's premier destination for treatment that brings relief.
So let me ask you a question. Did your heat turn on yet? Well, I'm sure it has. It is that time of year, and that's when everyone calls IAP, Indoor Air Professionals, for two really good reasons. One, they're the only one that can truly razor clean your ductwork and get rid of all the contamination that lives down there all year long. And number two, you don't want to procrastinate any longer because they're scheduling a few weeks out. So the smell that you smelled when your furnace turns on is all the gunk that collects in your ductwork, burning off your heat exchanger. Getting rid of it is important, folks, so that you can breathe clean indoor air. You heard right here on the show, Peter talks about advantages of cleaning your air, and of course, high-capacity dehumidifier to keep your basement dry. And then there's the medical-grade air purifier. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, 'tis the season. The phones are rocking. Yeah, you know, it's we as human beings tend to procrastinate, you know, so, but hey, we're used to it. You know, Labor Day to Thanksgiving is very busy, but if you have needs like allergies, asthma, sinus, any respiratory or worse, you know, we service a lot of cancer patients that are, their immune system is deteriorated through chemo and all that. You know, we will put you on a priority move up list to get you in there. And it'll just make a huge difference in your breathing, for
absolutely.
Sure.
716-683-3000, extension 303 is the number you're going to call. 716-683-3000, extension 303 puts you right at Peter's desk. What are the IAP specials for this Saturday morning?
Okay. So, and by the way, if you call, if so, let's say right now isn't the perfect time, you can call that anytime during the week or Sunday or whatever.
Sure.
It'll go right to my voicemail or if I can't pick up. But anyhow, yeah, I'm usually available. Okay, the duct cleaning, we're going to do $175 off for a first-time customer.
Wow.
And, yeah, if you're a repeat, there's like 65,000 of those in the sound of our voice that you're going to get a special postcard in the mail. So we're going to give you the best deal if you're a repeat customer. And we're going to do $350 off the Healthway portable medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, $500 off on the whole house Healthway Super V, and lastly, $300 off one of our favorite appliances, the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, to make sure that no mold grows in your basement or your house.
Amen. Well said. 716-683 3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Stop. Hammer time.
1040 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930 is the number to call this Saturday morning. As anything on your agenda needs my attention, pick up the phone right now and give us a call as we travel to Lancaster and chat with Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia. You're on WEN.
Yes, I know. I was scrubbing the floor when the woman recently called and offered a suggestion of putting a cup of some sort, I think it was Dawn
liquid detergent.
Okay, it was a cup. It went over your solution, which I wrote down first.
Yeah.
So that's a cup of Dawn and then just hot water.
I think she said half a cup. And then let it sit for half an hour and then flush it with hot water.
Oh, I missed that too.
Yeah. Yep.
Let it sit for half hour. Thank you.
Okay, dear.
I love your show.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Your call,
have
Sylvia.
Good day.
Sylvia's line now available as we travel to West Seneca and chat with Margie. Hey, Margie, you're next.
Hi. We have a toilet that's leaking under the tank, seriously.
Mm.
And we've taken it apart, and there's a worn-out gasket.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we have to debate here, Margie, is whether it's worth fixing or replacing. And, you know, depending on how old is the toilet, do you know?
As old as the house. It says it has a 1957 stamped inside of it.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
I would think that we should replace it.
Replace the toilet?
Yes. Because you know what? A new toilet is only a few hundred dollars. And the process of replacing it is pretty simple. Compare that to the fact that if you're paying a plumber to repair an old toilet, the time it takes may be the same as the replacement time, and the parts may be hard to get on an old toilet, and you might still end up with the same problem down the road. So I'd say this will be the time to replace it.
It's a matching bathroom set, toilet, sink, and bathtub, all the same color.
What color is it? Don't tell me it's avocado green.
No, no, it's a nice yellow.
It's a yellow.
Yellow.
Wow, you should have told me that in the beginning, because that's a real problem.
Well,
I don't know what.
Bright. It's not bright. I mean, but you know, white would go. But
yeah, that would be the only thing, is how are we going to match the color? And
well,
it's
that, yeah.
I mean, you could research whether that color is available, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to pay dearly for it.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Just suddenly we have water floating on the floor.
Yeah, you want to make sure you get that fixed right away, because
we just shut the water off on that toilet.
Mm. So don't use it regularly?
Finding gasket. It's one of two upstairs toilets.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is repairable, so I don't want to tell you that it's not repairable. It's just a matter of the fact that you're putting money into an old toilet. But since you mentioned the color, and, you know, if that's important to you, then maybe we should go ahead and get it fixed, with the understanding that you're fixing an old toilet, and the cost of that is going to probably be equal to having been replacing that toilet.
Is a gasket that fits this available?
Well, I don't know. What brand toilet? I mean, you'd have to do a little research. I'd call Don Powers and just have him figure that out for you. Do you know the brand?
Oh dear. Right on the tip of my tongue.
Is it Kohler, Gerber, American Standard?
No.
None of those. Those are all the major brands.
Ends in an ER.
Not Kohler.
Medger, no.
Not Kohler?
No.
Huh. Well, if you can get the brand.
Yes, it is.
It's Kohler. Okay. So who knows? We might get lucky. The part might be easily available, and then Don's time to replace that gasket. If the color's important to you, then I would say go that route.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, got it apart. Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
I'm one of those older people who is trying to stay in their house and doing
of course
all the things.
That is exactly what you should do, is stay put in your home. Make it safe for you. Put grab bars up. Make sure you don't have any.
I've done that.
Yep. Make sure you don't have any rugs you could slip on. You know, that kind of thing will keep you safe in your home. And I would encourage you to keep that mindset, because that's going to keep you healthy.
I have oak trees, and I have acorns by the bushel.
Okay. Well, that's a negative, not a positive, as far as I'm concerned.
No,
but
and of course, in the leaves.
Yeah, the leaves. That's the one thing I hate about this time of year, is the leaves, having to rake the leaves. But yeah, having trees in the summer is an advantage, though.
Blessings to the person who invented the leaf blower.
Yeah. Thank you, Margie. Thanks for your call. Good luck with the yellow toilet. Okay.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye now. So a texter's writing, first of all, let's do this one. Repeat the baking soda vinegar ratio. Yep, it was pour a cup of baking soda down the drain, then slowly add 2 cups of vinegar. So 1 cup of baking soda and add then 2 cups of vinegar. Another texter's writing, wire brush on siding? Well, I'm not saying to go crazy, but if you can just get a little abrasion, you're going to need that. I mean, you could even try your fingernail. It's basically that. You're just kind of chipping it off, you know? That's why, like I said, getting to it right away is important. I've been a firefighter for over 20 years. A texter's writing, and we have tools to get through any roof type. Well, that's good to know. Traditional shingles, metal, rolled rubber, and stone. So personally, the worst is when there's a 2, 3, 4 layer. Yeah, absolutely an issue. I know that firefighters, that's a nemesis of firefighters, is to have multiple layers of roofing. That can absorb the impact of the axes and sometimes be deeper than we can easily go with a saws. So that's why, that's a great comment and a great statement. That's why I always say, whenever you're re-roofing, you should strip, because you can think about, there's so many advantages. Yes, costs more up front, but you're going to get more out of that new roof in terms of long lastingness. And here's something else to put in the back of your mind. God forbid you ever have a fire, you are keeping the firemen safer by not having multiple layers of roofing because it's more challenging for them in terms of getting through it and also for collapse based on the weight. So there you go. 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Hey, it's that time of year when the temperature changes and it's time for you to call TRS for the $99 Hammer Time Radio Health and Safety Checkup on your existing air conditioner as well as your furnace. Give them a call today. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency ream, central air, or furnace with great financing options. Great news, TRS now has an electrical division, and they can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. Don't forget to tune up that generator, too, also with a Hammer Time special of $99. For more, go to trsheatingandairconditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
Steve Tasker along with Alex for Westher Buick GMC of East Aurora.
Come experience the Westher difference. 20 years of selling in historic East Aurora. Affordable vehicles and legendary service in a small town setting where you will actually enjoy being there and enjoy shopping for your next vehicle.
20 years? What do you do for an Encore?
Well, how about a new 2025 Buick Encore GX? Purchase a new 2025 Buick Encore GX now and receive 0.9% APR financing for 36 months plus a $3,000 General Motors Conquest rebate.
Nice! 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on approved credit through GM Financial at 28.16 per thousand finance. Must have a 2010 or newer non-General Motors vehicle in household to qualify for General Motors Conquest rebate. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by October 31st. See dealer for details.
Come on in to Westher Buick GMC of East Aurora, right on Main Street, just 3 minutes off the 400, or go to gmeastaurora.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
We all want more. More laughs. More hangouts. More,
This is the best takeout ever.
Excuse me. But if you're 75 or older, or 60 or older with certain health conditions, you've also got more risk of getting seriously sick from RSV. But an RSV vaccine lowers your risk, so you can keep doing more of the stuff you love.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Risk less, do more. Get started at vaccines.gov.
Homeowners, now is the time to see if you qualify for free weatherization services from Supportive Services. I'm Lou Petrucci, Executive Director. We'll come out, assess your home, boost energy efficiency, and make it safer, all at no cost to you. Services like insulation, air sealing, possibly window or appliance replacements, and more. Create a safer and more comfortable home, all at no cost to you. Visit SupportiveServices.com today to see if you qualify. Funded by New York State Department of Homes and Community Renewal and the U.S. Department of Energy.
Westher New Yorkers truly embrace the fall. We celebrate the changing of the leaves and the coming crisp, cool air, but we prepare for what's to follow as well. And not the least in order of importance is a comfortable, dependable vehicle, like a stylish, powerful new Lincoln SUV from Westher Lincoln to get us through the winter ahead. And right now, purchase a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator or a new 2024 Lincoln Aviator and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% APR financing for 60 months. On approved credit at 16.67 per thousand financed through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by October 31st. See dealer for details. And don't forget the convenience of Westher Lincoln's concierge service. With any new Lincoln brought to you to test drive at your convenience and after purchase, your vehicle is picked up and returned following any service. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Westher Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from Westher Ford and Amherst.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After a truck hit me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $5 million, five times more than insurance offered.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says?
My job accident was worth 11 times more.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
There's breaking news all day long from around the world. And sometimes all that noise makes it hard to hear about what's happening right here at home. With the free Odyssey app, getting your local news plus breaking news is easy. And even when you're not near a radio, stay connected with what's going on right here by listening live and push alerts. Just download the free Odyssey app and search and follow your local news station and you're good to go. The local breaking news to get you through your day at your fingertips on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hey, Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. With fall right here, and Western New York is enjoying fall, right? It's certainly the perfect time to get your home ready for cooler weather. Look for reliable, affordable Anderson windows and doors from the name I trust in building materials, and that is Lenco Supplies. Now, I want you to check out Anderson's 400 series windows. They're designed to keep your home cozy in the winter and cool in the summer. They're built on decades of innovation, so you know they'll perform every single day. Swing by any of the three area Lenco locations, Buffalo, Williamsville, or Kenmore, or better than that, how about visiting them online at lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies. Supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:52 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? Pick up the phone right now. We got an open phone line with your name on it at 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention. Just another comment before we move on about layering shingles. there's so many negatives to it. The only positive is you're saving a little money. But the problem with that is it's very short-sighted. You're going to save money on your roof installation now, but it's going to cost you more later. And it's actually going to be sooner than you think because that second and subsequent layer is not going to last as long than if you had taken the time and effort to strip the roof and do it completely new every single time, which is what I recommend. So there's a lot of advantages to doing it this way in terms of longevity and quality of durability. And the only advantage to layering is that you're saving a little money now and you're really affecting the quality of the roof and the quality and the durability of the roof. So keep that in mind when we're talking about re-roofing. Let's see here. Why is it that people don't just grind up their leaves with a lawnmower instead of raking? Yeah, I do it every year. The leaves turn to mulch. Thank you, Frank in Williamsville. I certainly do agree with that being a great idea. And I don't know why more people don't do that. I think it may have something to do with the fact that generally in the fall, it seems to me that the lawn gets a little softer and wetter, and possibly the lawnmower might do some more damage at that time of year. But that's just a guess, and I know that I do have that issue at home where it gets a little more layered with moisture. The ground gets a little bit more wet, and it does cause a little bit more indentation of the lawnmower. But it's a great way to minimize the chore of having to pick up the leaves. I have a great tip, okay, from experience on cleaning moss lichen off the north side of the vinyl siding. Hand scrub with a green scrubby, regular scrub brush, with water and vinegar, straight vinegar from in a spray bottle. That oxidized film comes right off. Then coat the vinyl with a soft rag and vinyl protection spray like Armorall. Okay, sealing the vinyl will keep it smooth so the green can't grow on the porous surface that was oxidized. So that is a great tip. Believe it or not, vinyl siding can be waxed and can then be easier to clean as a result of that. So great tip. We're researching a text or writing replacement for a three-story century-old home. It's daunting not to be able to see the process in real time to ensure that we're getting the tear-off and material we're paying for. I'm assuming you're talking about the roof. As they are impartial experts that would oversee for a fee. I don't even need to know whether you need to go to an impartial expert. I think you just need to hire a reputable roofer who's going to tell you that stripping the roof is of great value in terms of the warrantable longevity of the roof. So, yeah, and I certainly would send you to Ava to verify what I'm saying. Texters are continuing to write about leaves. I do that every year. I shred them up. I even dump them out and shred them up again. And then I throw them over my flower beds and gardens when I grow my vegetables and cover it with fresh compost and dirt so I can start the season. Yep, I love that idea. Minimizing the volume of leaves by grinding them up is certainly smart. I know that we're blessed in Clarence that the town picks up leaves. And they do grind them up and turn them into mulch as well when they mix in the branches that they pick up too, all the debris that they pick up that's organic. They grind it all up and they make mulch. They actually give the mulch away for free, which is great. This is the time of year we're in, right? Which also reminds me to tell you, that's one of my annual nags or semi-annual nags, and I think you know what I'm going to say. We need to think about our gutters after the leaves have all fallen. We need to think about our gutters because if we ignore that, then in the winter, we're going to have a problem when that gutter is plugged and then subsequently freezes. And you know what's going to happen. It's going to cause ice formation. After the leaves are done, make sure you clean your gutters out so we have free-flowing gutters through the winter season, minimizing ice formation. Ice can do a lot of damage on our homes, not only to your roof, but also can infiltrate water into your house, causing interior damage, mold growth, drywall damage. You know the list. It goes on and on. Worried about roof replacement scams, errors on big old house. Yeah. Again, it all comes down to who you hire. And I would say for a big house, high off the ground, you definitely want a legitimate roofing company, somebody who specializes in roofing like Ava. And here's another important thing. You want to make sure they're insured for roofing. I say this all the time. You want to make sure they're insured for roofing. How do you know that? You ask to see their insurance certificate, because that's an important thing, especially for roofing. If they're not insured for roofing, you could be liable for an injury that could occur if there's no insurance to cover that injury. Workers' compensation insurance specifically requires that people that do roofing be insured for roofing. So keep that in mind when you're shopping for roofing, especially if it's a house that's high out of the ground, a three-story structure, steep roof, higher risk of injury from fall based on the height and the steepness of the roof. Very important to make sure the contractor is insured for roofing. Okay, well, we covered a lot today, huh? Hope you learned something. I know I did. We learned to put bleach in the sump pump to dissolve the sediment that collects down in there. So there you go. We add that to our list of tips. Jerry, great job as usual. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station where we've been since 1989. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. Go Bills!
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.